Okay, we're starting Yetzer Hara on page Reish Aleph. We are in the middle of the paragraph, I guess the last paragraph on the page. We're at the question mark, where he wondered how it could be that there are Rishon, Achashuv, and Kemesim that don't really notice the sun coming up every day. In New York, we have an excuse. You can't even see the sun. There's just tall buildings all around. So, Rabelsky once told me that if you want to learn astronomy, you have to look at the sky from the same point night after night. Observe the sun, above the moon, the stars. And that's how you do it. And you go out every night. So in the morning, I always try to see where the sun is coming up from. And I've noticed over the time that the sun comes up in the morning across the street. This time of the year, it's down the block. Okay, a little earlier it was down by Horowitz's house. Now it's already halfway up the block. And then soon it'll be coming up right here. And by Pesach time it'll be coming up almost over the thing. It's just an incredible,
the arc. Winter, it goes the other way.
It's reversed the other way. It's interesting to watch. The arc, the whole arc of the sun changes. I look from here, from out this window, yeah. From out the door. And the moon, I go out at night, I just look at the moon, and you get used to where the moon is supposed to be. Yeah, I look at it after sunrise, before sunrise, I don't look at it. What? It says, Hashemesh Yadam Avayai, the sun knows its way and the moon doesn't. I once asked Rav Gedal Yeshua Pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember which Gemara it was, something with the moon. He told me, he told me, the sun knows where it's going and the moon doesn't. So, Shemesh Yadam Avayai and at the Yoreya. So it's hard to answer all the questions. But anyway, I don't know. We don't notice it so much, but okay, let's see. Hopefully we'll notice the warmth soon. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. See, after the question mark, that's about probably 15 lines from the bottom. In Mamara Azoyz, it says, Shpiel of Ksas, Ein Zekim, She'enei Klal, B'chlal HaChayim. If you don't notice the gifts of nature, so you're not really alive. L'chein Nikra Marisho HaMeisim, Aval Anachdu Be Yisrael, Hinenu B'chlal HaChayim. We are considered alive. We feel, we should be feeling. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running of nature is for each of us. And for us, sunrise should be a situation that awakens us. I mean, even though we saw this amazing sight yesterday and the day before, we'll see it tomorrow too. We can even calculate exactly the moment of sunrise. Make a bracha every morning, Yetzer Ar, as something that's brand new that we've never seen, ubisrakshus, with great feeling. I don't know. Mechrizin, v'koyal, we call out in the voice, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Ha'ilam, Yetzer Ar, uvarech Hashem. So I don't know if we all call it up, ubisrakshus. It would have been nice if I could tell you this morning I remembered to do it, although I did remember, but it was after I had said Yetzer Ar. So it's a little hard, but tomorrow, Bli Neder, we're gonna work on it. In the Yom Kippur Katan, most of us don't say it, but in Yom Kippur Katan, for those who say it, I personally usually say it only Erev Chodesh Elul, there's a vidui shor Reb Nissen Gaon. And in that vidui, part of the language, it's a beautiful language Reb Nissen Gaon said as a vidui, and it says there, right by the beginning, that Misvada ani lefanecha, page 390. Well, this is Ashkenaz, this is 392. It's probably about 400 by you. It says, I misvada to you, Hashem, b'kfifas roish, b'kfifas kaima, with a bent head, b'chniya choyel, b'chalishas kayach, b'shvira slave, b'nemichas ruach. So here I am standing, saying, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I'm standing before you with a broken heart, with a low spirit, b'kida, b'chriya, bent, B'shtachavoya, bowing, be'ema, and fear, be'ba'osa, and trembling, be'resis, be'ziyah, be'chilchul, be'yira, be'mayra. It's hard for me to say these words. Why am I saying this? I'm saying, I'm standing in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this, this way. I don't know, it's just very hard to say it. How do you say it? So it bothered me. But I said it anyway, it's in the Siddur. And then I saw in the, there's a sefer I have, Shami Mayed, on the Yamim Tovim. It's the collected psalkim of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. So he talks about Yom Ne'ram. We also, we talk about our tears. It disturbs me. I talk about my tears, and I just, I don't know. What I say by Nefil Sapayim, I say, B'demosi Arsi Yamsa. My tears, I wet my bed. I never wet my bed or my tears yet. So it says, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach used to say, when he said this, you see it says in the Siddur, Vidush Reb Nissen?
Yeah.
So he used to say those words. You say, Vidush Reb Nissen, this whole Nissen. So he didn't want to lie. So he said, this is the Vidush Reb Nissen guy. So I don't know. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to say it. I don't know. Here we're going to say that we, Klal Yisrael, we have this rakshus, and we thank Hashem for the sun, and we should. Maybe Rabbi Miller was the one in the generation who noticed it and sensed it, but it's difficult. Vamru chachamim, midas yoyim b'layla, midas layla b'yayim. We say that a day we mention chayshech, and by night we say gol olam nechayshech v'chayshech b'pneyar. So we mention light and darkness, both in the day davening and the night davening. We call it midas yoim, the measure. Lo yomer lahaski yoim b'layla, layla b'yayim. It should have said, we mention day by night and night by day. Lo labe, she'or v'chayshech einam mayrin rak al ha'or v'chayshech agashmiyim. Whenever we mention, and certainly Yitzharah of Ayur Chayshach, we're not mentioning only the physical light and darkness, and the Ram Leine Kochai, El Shetz Leinu B'nei Yisrael, Mayrim Umiramzim Gam Al Ha'or V'HaChayshach HaRuchniyim. We're also, whenever we talk about light and darkness in our davening, we also talk about the symbolic light and darkness, which are spiritual. Haruchniyim dahenu midas harachmim midas hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'irir abriya mitardeima babayker. When Kadosh Baruch Hu awakens the world every morning, babayker bayom hezriach lakarni shachar harizet toifah shel midas rachmim. And I mentioned many times that in Tehillim, virtually every time that it mentions yom and laila, it doesn't mean day and night. It means times of Gilu Shechina and times of Lahagib Ba'Beiker Chastecha. It doesn't mean the morning and the night. It means when things go good, we mention the Chesed Hashem. And when things are dark, we mention Emuna, we mention faith. So at night we say Emes Ve'Emuna, and by day we say Emes V'Yatzev V'Nachid. It's a different tefillah. So generally, that's what it means. It was pointed out to me once that, when it says kechavim balayla, it doesn't mean midas halayla. So you can't say every time it says yom halayla, it's meant symbolically, but sometimes it means night. Kechavim balayla means night, but nevertheless. Okay, so this is the spirit of Yetzer Aram Barichasha. Now he goes to the Nusach Yetzer Aram Barichasha. Now this is the longest pasuk, bracha in the Siddur. The longest bracha in the Siddur is the bracha that starts Yaitzer Ar and ends Yaitzer HaMairis. It's one long bracha, even though we interrupt it to say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavayin. I don't know from where the custom came to say Eschem as an interruption for the Baal Tefillah. No, I'm not certain. No, I don't think the Sfaradim do it. So we have in our Siddur, Makdish Mamlichin, es shame. For some reason we interrupt. What?
Yeah, what are we interrupting?
I'm not sure. What we do, our custom is that when you have a Nusach that's not Psukim, right? The Psukim Zimmer is all Psukim. But when you have a Nusach that's not Psukim, you come to a Pasuk, we stop, and we take note of the fact that it's a Pasuk, and we say Kadosh Kadosh together, Baruch Havai together, we say it by Ashrei Avol Tzion. We do it by Mariv, Hashem Yimloch Lailam Voed. We all say together, when it may be Chamaicha, which is Psukim. So when you're saying a Nusach that's not Psukim, Vemun HaKazai, Sukayim Aleinu is not Psukim. So you say Vamru Chulam, because Michamaicha is a Pasik. You say Vamru, Hashem Yimloch Lailam Voed, Hashem Yimloch is a Pasik. So to raise the Pasik and its stature above the whole thing, so we stop and we say it. Why we stop for Hashem, I'm not sure. I'm sure it has an earlier makar, but it's the exception. So anyway, but it's all one long bracha. Till Yaitzer Ma'iris is one long bracha. Nusach Yaitzer Aruvayre Chayshem Yusel HaPasik Shebesefi Yeshaya Yaitzer Aruvayre Chayshech Eisen Shalom Uvayre Ra. So the Yaitzer Aruvayre Chayshech is correct. Just instead of Vayre Sakoyel, the Pasik said Vayre Ra. Rak Sheshinu Anshik Desa Hagdaila Loime Vayre Sakoyel. Lishna ma'aliyah, rather than to say ra, we say a lishna ma'aliyah, because I like to say a lishna ma'aliyah. I was reading the ksuba at a wedding, the other night, and part of the ksuba says, ketakonas chachameinu zchayin lavracha. And when I read the ksuba, I don't say chachameinu chazal lavracha, I just say chazal. And the ksuba reading is usually not the highlight of the rendition of the ksuba, of the chuppah. So I said Chazal instead of Chachamim Zechayin Lavracha. So the Masada Kedushin was one of the Satmar Rebbes. I get confused which one. I think the one from Yinsberg. He had been, I think, the Masada. He was standing there. So he walks over and looks over my shoulder. He saw it said Chachamim Zechayin Lavracha. It didn't say Chazal. See, afterwards he told me, thank God he didn't interrupt me, but afterwards he told me that makbid to say out the word, they want to say the word bracha at the ksuba. So instead of saying chazal, chachameinu zal, they say levracha, they want to say the word bracha. So it sounds like a small thing, but you see here he's saying that you want to say lishna ma'aliyah, you want to say a good language. I hear you, lafuke, a bad language. But anyway, that's what he told me. So, I still say Chazal, but if he's there, I'll say, Zechayin Levrach. At any rate.
In order to change something, we have a klal that whoever changes it has to be greater than the previous. So, who made this first?
It's true that to change it, but you can't change a pasuk. Nobody's great enough to change a pasuk. But I think what he means to say is that they adapted the pasuk into a bracha. When you're saying it as a pasuk, you say v'amru chulam, and they all said at Yamsuf. So you don't change the pasuk. Bichamaycha belam Hashem is what they said. But when you are adapting the pasuk for sort of poetic license to adapt it as you wish, it's not presented as a pasuk. It's presented as a bracha. I think that's why. If we were astute enough or knowledgeable enough, we would find a lot of our davening, a lot of our zmiris, really based on psukim. Even though, sometimes in the art scroll siddur, it says on the bottom when it's a pasik, it says a pasik. Sometimes instead of a pasik, it says ayin or alpi a pasik. And that means it's adapted from the pasuk. I imagine by Yaitza Aravar Chayshech that they have that because it's not directly the pasuk.
You can take the chain there also.
It's an adaptation. Yeah, Alpi Yeshaya. Alpi Yirmiyah's Gimel. So that they do that because it gives us a little more insight. I learned Sefer Daniel and I sang Kari Bain, I realized that a lot of the expressions, Cheves Barava Ife Shemaya, there's one chapter where it appears repeatedly, a lot of it is adapted from Daniel. And Nebuch, the fellow wrote it, nobody even knows that he learned Sefer Daniel, because you don't realize the godless of Kari Bain, that it's such an adaptation of.
I guess if you're learning Yeshaya, so you have no right to change it, but if
right.
It's just, I guess,
if you're reading the pasuk, you have no right. It's adaptation. Now he says, Lohavin inyan akos of Nagdim. So he's giving you some nevuah background. Hanevuah hazois, which is Yeshaya Memhei, garma lebabulim rabim etzel elu she'ena maminim shabadvar Hashem alavadav hanevim. It caused a confusion, or was a pushback, against those who did not believe that the prophecies came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemascheles koyam Hashem l'mishichai l'kairish. It starts, so says Hashem, to his anointed one, to Kairish. Now Kairish built the Bayis Sheni, and Yeshaya lived over 100 years before the destruction of the Bayis Rishon, so he must have lived almost 200 years before. The Tomu Hare Kairish Chai Kamasayim Shana Acher Yeshaya. How does Yeshaya write, so says Hashem to Kairish, who was not yet born? L'chein, himsiu apikursim she'inam aminim b'nevi'ei Hashem, those who don't believe in Hashem, shahoyu beiz anoshim b'shem Yeshaya. It's not really the only reason, but the two Isaiahs is a common theme in three Isaiahs. Somebody wrote an essay on three Isaiahs. V'inyan hazeh nichtav adei Yeshaya sheni. V'iru parashiyas kosov kan. It was added. L'dayta mas hamisulefes hayu b'nei yisoh shabai seizman psoim. The people of those days were so fools, such fools, like they laham in Yeshaya rishon omer el advar b'nevua v'chula v'chula. V'hine. It's not really the only reason. There are certain stylistic differences. As Yeshaya goes on, which are stylistic differences, they also say they are two Isaiahs. Who wrote? Somebody wrote an article on the two Isaiahs. I don't remember. Maybe Rep Royer. Somebody wrote an essay on the two Isaiahs. If somebody wrote something over his lifetime, he had Nevuah, I don't know when he started, 20, 30, to age 70, so you would expect that a person who tries over his lifetime to become wiser and to improve himself, that there would be changes in his delivery, in his style. And it shouldn't be a surprise. V'hine, gam l'shitisayu ha'ikra didina pircha. Even according to that sheet, that's a problem. Shapirish kairish huraya b'loshan parasi. The word kairish means shepherd. I didn't know that in Persian. This devoir referred to the famous Kairish. We find that Kairish called out, Koyam a Kairish, Kamam luchas aras dasan li Hashem alakei Hashemayim, Vupokar alai livnais loy bayis b'Yushalayim. Kairish said that God pokar alai, He chose me. Those Kairish later recognized that he had been mentioned in an earlier prophecy. Heiru shiyada iyin alaz. He knew this. Shetzivo Hashem ayidei siknei Yisrael, shegilu oznoi lenevua hayishona hazois. And therefore, Kairish announces, who among you Jews, he wasn't Jewish, but he didn't consider himself Jewish, he says, who among you, Gemara says that Kairish had three names. It's a question, which Kairish? Kairish Daryavesh Artachshasta. And it says that Kairish is Al-Shem Al-Husay. What?
One person
had a number of, had different names that he was called by. And Kairish is Hashem Al-Husay. It wasn't his proper name, it was the name that he was given based on his, on Al-Husay. So,
But it's different empires.
No, Kairish Tayovish was, no, Darius and Cyrus were the same empire.
Same empire?
Yeah, they were. Kairish, Daryavish Hamadai is known as coming from Madai, and Kairish Aparsi, but Paris and Madai was one empire.
How did you get the appellation Hashem L'mishicho? Mishicho usually refers to a melech that was appointed with Shem and Amishcho by the Novi.
It's true. Mishicho him means he was the chosen one. God chose him to build the base of Mikdash. Tysus and Roshana says it's referring to the second Kairish, who was the son of Achashverosh and Esther. So technically he was Jewish, but he didn't know it. He didn't realize he was Jewish. But the Gemara says Kairish Melech Kasher Haya. He was a Melech Kasher, and the Jews respected him greatly. And he not only gave, let them build, but he actually provided a lot of the material for the building. Okay, so why are we mentioning Kairish? Because he's trying to give a background to Yitzhar of Arechaish, just really in the middle of a thought. This all comes in, and we'll continue on Thursday, in his introduction to what Yitzhar of Arechaish has to do with this particular Nevuah. So we'll have to finish the story of Kairish and Yitzhar Hashem Thursday night.